I got it.
That means you have to start the podcast.
Yeah, start the podcast.
Sophia's running the show.
No, I'm not starting the podcast.
Go, Sophia.
Welcome back, everybody. Here for another episode of Table Talk with Rookie's Family. Let's go.
Nice job, Fee.
Everybody in studio.
Yeah. Yay, that's the best of all.
And it is the best, but we have to podcast with the lights on today, and that really gives me the heebie-jeebies.
We don't have to. I think we just chose to.
I'm a big lights on guy.
I'm not.
Let's just see what it's like with the lights off.
No, because the TVs aren't working, so we've lost the light from them.
Yeah, that's why we have to have the lights on, and it's really hard.
I've got all the lights in the world over here.
It's better. So. It keeps everybody awake.
I'm sending an email to make sure this doesn't happen for our next podcast.
We're very self-important.
Very self-indulgent.
Not, and I don't mean to suggest that we watch television during the podcast. We don't. But
one of them happens to be the computer.
Yeah, it's not actual television shows on, but yeah.
Yeah, one of them is a computer that we use during the podcast, but.
Does everyone have their Christmas list ready?
No.
I have my.
Sophia, good job. Yeah. I just saw a thing that said $950 is the average that a family spent in 2018 on Christmas gifts, according to the National Retail Foundation.
Huh. Not this family.
$950.
I mean, I don't know.
It's pretty reasonable.
It doesn't say for how many people that is. It just gives that as a general household amount.
Well, because if you think about it, some people that have a lot of money, their gifts are expensive. Like, they could have, like, a pair of $500 shoes or something. So, in reality, it's pretty reasonable.
Can I be adopted?
I don't think that's that bad of a price. When you have, like, multiple people, I don't know, four or five people, whatever it is.
Well, and if you have a bigger family, that number is going to go up. And if you have a smaller family, the prices of your gifts might go up because you've got that in the budget.
Right.
I think it's all about, like, smart shopping. Like, I think that is reasonable. Like, I was looking on. Okay, I am, but I'm not. Because, I was just looking on. I was actually on Walmart because something that someone wants is from there. And I was looking online. Their deals right now are absolutely insane. So I'm going to do a lot of my Christmas shopping today because why not take advantage of those deals?
When is Cyber Monday? Is that
tomorrow?
Call Monday.
Monday.
Well, I don't know that. I don't keep track of that.
The Monday after Black Friday.
There is one item that I'm hoping goes on sale on Cyber Monday. Fingers crossed. It's not for me.
It's for me.
Dad.
Nope.
Oh, now she's going to tell. Yeah. Hey, somebody sidetrack her because she's going to tell. She's not a good secret keeper, honestly.
No, because I like giving gifts, and if I get them, I just want to give them right away because I'm so excited.
You can tell me. I won't tell anybody.
Funny.
All right. What are we starting out with? Let's go. This week in review.
Thanksgiving.
We did.
And everybody's here, by the way. Matthew's in studio. He's not via the telephone.
He's home for the week because we have a family wedding on Friday night.
Mm-hmm. Yay!
So Matthew's going to stay here this week instead of going back to Boston. So that's really nice to have him.
Yeah.
It's exciting, but also, Matt's home. Vibes are different.
Everyone thinks, what do you guys say? It gets more serious around the house?
Yeah, because we can't mess around or you'll get mad at us.
I bring calm. I don't even get mad at people.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a lie.
I don't.
That's a good joke.
I really don't.
Full disclosure, driving here, discussing the success of the Kardashian family and how they have made success out of basically nothing.
Well,
and it did, Matthew's riding shotgun going, why are we debating now it got very serious.
I debated it, too.
They're smart businesswomen. People that say that they're talentless are not educated about what they've done.
No, it's not that they're not talent. No one's fighting that they're not talentless. It's just how they made their success is funny.
That's actually a good way to debate with Sophia, is do double negatives. No one's fighting that they're not talentless.
Oh, does that not mean
they are talentless?
Yes. Oh,
I hate double negatives.
But you could defeat Sophia and McLaren in any argument
by double negative. I agree, they are not.
Yeah, I
don't like that.
I do invite people to check out our Facebook page. Is the picture you put of our Thanksgiving table, is that on the Table Talk family?
No, because I don't know how to do that.
And let me say,
social media person was sick this week.
Yeah, I've really lacked on social media this past week, and I really apologize. I planned on going home today and getting everything back up on social media.
Well, good. Look at that, because we really had a neat Thanksgiving setup.
Yeah, I did something different this year for the first time ever, and we ate on paper plates. And part of me is ashamed to say that because we have always eaten on china. But I will say it was so nice not having to deal with all those
plushes. So worth it.
The paper plates were hella cute. I'm still like obsessed with them. So,
and it's not like we have a small family. Our family's huge. So,
yeah,
it made cleanup. And I mean, granted, I was sick. I went to bed early, but it made cleanup a lot easier because usually after dinner, mom's in the kitchen and I'll help a little bit washing the plates because no hashtag no dishwasher life.
Yeah.
But so it did make cleanup go a lot easier.
It was much nicer. I got to enjoy the party more because I didn't feel the need to have to clear some of those plates because it takes up too much room in the kitchen and it looks so sloppy to have all those plates sitting
around. Well, and it's gross. People's food just hanging out.
So anyway, that was a change. And granted, the table wasn't as pretty because of it. But
oh, I think it still looked very pretty.
It was cute.
And I can say with full confidence that I did go to bed and I did speak to my wife, not like several years ago when
you did.
We were that washing was, dishes and she said, can you even say anything to me? And I just went, mm-mm.
Well, last year you had to get put to bed too.
Yeah.
Because the problem is he works Thanksgiving morning, so he gets so tired and he tries to fight it that he's literally like falling
asleep.
Last
year wasn't alcohol induced. Last year was just
tired.
I was
tired.
I didn't take a nap. And you
I don't
said
think you got a
nap.
This year you did get a nap. I was more prepared because last year I was working full time through Wednesday of Thanksgiving and then hosting Thanksgiving. So that was hard to get ready for. This year was a lot more easy.
Yeah.
I was going to say one other thing. Oh, the food. Our food was amazing this year.
It was.
Yeah, we had a lot of really, really good sides that I loved.
We did have
fun.
An awesome Thanksgiving meal.
It was minus carrots for the first year in a long time.
Yeah.
Can we get a round of applause for the absence of carrots?
No, I like carrots.
I like carrots.
Our turkey from Rack Shack was the best turkey that we've ever had from there.
It was really good this year.
It was.
It was so good.
They smoke turkeys, and this is the fourth year in a row that we did that. And we have cooked fresh turkey. And fresh turkey is great and wonderful, and I was tempted to go up to Grand Offers and get one from Spencer this year. But it's the when you have that many people coming over, you need the oven space. So you can't to have it come in already cooked, already hot and ready just to carve, takes that so much stress out of the game that for me, if I had double ovens, I'd make another bird. But why not let the Rack Shack people do it?
Yeah, and we still do two turkey breasts in the crock pot to supplement the turkey because again, we do have a lot of people, so. We add to it a little bit.
And that's so easy. They're just frozen turkeys, turkey breasts. You throw them in there, Lipton onion soup mix, a can of beer, and boom. Finish the rest of the beer, and then you're done.
You guys are obsessed with that soup mix.
Sophia hates
because it's great flavor.
I can never escape this onion mix, everyone. It's in my burgers and everything. I ask for a plain burger, and they go out of their way to put onion soup mix in it.
Do I? Or do I make you plain burgers?
Okay, I'll defend. Mom makes plain burgers. Dad gets, like, offended if people don't want, shout out to the Williams girls, onion burgers.
Yes.
He gets mad if you don't want onion burgers.
I am creating less work for you by asking for a plain burger.
Not really.
No, that's creating more.
Yes, you gotta do it separate then.
No, because then he has to make an extra burger without it in
it. Before you start adding all your gross stuff, just make a little patty.
Because he mixes that into the patty.
Remember that 5 years ago, 6 years ago, I won the Battle of the Islanders.
No, you didn't.
The Burger Battle of the Islanders. In my mind, I won.
Worcestershire.
Yes.
And onions.
It was fabulous.
Oh, gosh.
So anyway, Thanksgiving was fun. Everybody was had a good time. And it's just fun to see all those small kids that are growing up. We had potential issues for who gets to sit at the head table when you're in high school. Is that when you take the plunge? Is that when you get to sit? And it's a good problem to have.
Also, we did make it to Meals on Wheels at, 5:30 this year. We were up and at 'em, ready to go, all four of us.
After a late night the previous night.
Yep, and that will not happen again.
It better. That was one of the most fun I've night. I don't think that makes
most
sense.
One of the most fun nights.
Yes. Like those, this past week has been so much fun for me.
It
That's
was
good. You
fun,
had some good private parties that you went to?
Yes.
That's good. And getting together with friends at
it's
people's
like
houses
big
and stuff.
Reunions, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Except yesterday. It's a bad day yesterday.
Yesterday
just
was
all in
tough.
General.
Why?
We couldn't gel yesterday.
Gophers
and
lost. Yeah. St. Thomas
St.
Academy
Thomas
lost.
And it was just kind of the theme of the day.
We risked our dog's life.
I took so many L's.
We did.
Yeah.
My friends ditched me.
Yep.
It was so rude. Everyone was excited to go to the Gopher game, and I go to my friend's house to get everyone and whatever. We're going to have, like, pop and stuff before.
Yep.
And
okay.
I get to her door.
We don't know that.
I get to her door. It's locked, and no one that was coming is answering their phones. And I get a text, like, 2 hours later, and they're like, sorry, I was sleeping. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Sophia was the only one that got up and ready to go.
Yeah.
So but luckily, she had some other friends on the U campus that she could join up.
Yeah, it wasn't an issue, but thanks.
I will say, we did have two family members go to Gopher game day. They got there, at 2 a.m.? To have They had a prime spot right in the front. And it was funny, they were on, like, TV. And then our cousin sent a picture or had a picture later. She had picked them up probably at maybe around...
I don't know.
Early morning.
Yeah.
And 11. The boys were all passed out sleeping in the car. And she took a picture of all three of them sleeping. Because they've been up since 2 standing outside. Which is, ugh.
Outside of the college game day.
I'm looking at on my Instagram page. And I didn't... You and... who is this? Marissa went and took a picture out front?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, outside.
Okay.
Complete redirection. Yeah, totally off topic.
I'm just looking at it.
Completely stopped everything
how
we
about
were conversing
that
about.
Thing. What's the, with those guys?
Nope. All right.
And topic, and yep, there's that.
At least I look cute in the picture.
You look cute in the picture.
No one knows what you're talking about. All right.
All right. I will get us rolling. So this one, it's not even really a story, kind of an update. If you think back to 2016, there was a grandma that thought she was texting her grandson about coming to Thanksgiving dinner. And she said, Thanksgiving dinner is at my house on November 24th at 3. Let me know if you're coming. Hope to see you all. Of course, that includes Amanda and Justin. The person responds, who is those? Your grandma. Grandma, can I have a picture of who? You, LOL. So the grandma sends a picture. Now, this does matter. She is a white grandma. And the boy goes, she says, I'm here at work. The boy sends a picture back. It is a young black guy. He goes, you not my grandma. Can I still get a plate, though? And she says, of course you can. That's what grandmas do. Feed everyone. So in 2016, this boy went over to this grandma's house that he didn't know.
He's got
to
be at least 20-something, though.
No, not at this time. I don't think he was...
He's
he sent
old.
A picture in like a high in like a classroom.
All right, maybe he's 18. He's, he's not like 5. I feel like when you say he's a boy,
well,
he's like 18 plus.
Like a teen.
A teen. Yeah. He's not an adult at this point. Every single year since 2016, they have still been getting together and
That's
spending
so awesome.
Thanksgiving
I love
together.
That.
So this year they spent Thanksgiving and they've taken pictures every single year.
Wow.
That they've been there.
Just by complete chance.
Yeah, she texted the wrong number. And then this came from it. I think that's funny.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You ain't my grandma. Yeah.
That's what's hilarious.
But can I come?
Yeah. You're not my grandma, but I would still like to take that invitation.
Yeah.
My second story is about Billie Eilish.
So
Eilish.
Billie Eilish.
I got so nervous. I'm like, wait, have I been
You're
messing up her
right.
name?
Billie's eyelash?
Yeah.
So she has done an interview with Vanity Fair the past 3 years. So she did one in 2017, 2018, and 2019, all answering the same questions. It is really cool to see. Now, her first video, I think she was 15.
She was 15,
16,
16
and
now
she's
17.
She's going to be,
To see her growth in those three years. Oh my gosh, stuttering. 3 years is like absolutely incredible. So it's Vanity Fair, and she, like, her first year, how many followers she had and how it's grown progressively. It's a 20-minute interview, but I highly recommend people to watch it. She is kind of a wacko, but she's very young. And her interview, she did a really nice job. She does swear quite a bit in it.
I've watched the first two, and I started watching the third one. I didn't get to finish it, but they are very interesting. The first question was like, how many Instagram followers do you have?
I got it right here. So in 2017, she had 257,000. 2018, she had 6.3 million. In 2019, she has 40.7 million.
That's crazy.
So in 3 years, she's gone from 250,000 followers to 47 million.
Yeah, and she blew up this year.
She's she's very quirky and
she
like
just does her own
crazy
thing.
But yeah, she does do actually a pretty good job in the interview, and she is kind of cute with some of her answers. And she like will listen to her old self and just kind of laugh because she's like, oh, you had no idea what was gonna come.
Yeah.
So
it is
recommend
very interesting.
Vanity Fair, you say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Vanity Fair.
And I guess they'll continue doing these interviews once a year with her just as she progresses.
Oh, nice.
And that would be kind of a cool, like, if they could, I mean, they do a really nice job because they'll have her younger self answer the question and then she'll react to it and answer now. Mm-hmm. But, like, to do a documentary, because she's so young, so to see how her progression goes, I think is really cool.
I heard some of it, and she was just talking about how uncomfortable she was with fame and notoriety at the beginning and... well, granted, she was young. I mean, there's people a lot older who start out and they can't hack it either. But and now how she's just come into her own and accepts that, you know, she can't go out anymore. And now she embraces that and she doesn't see that as a negative.
Mm-hmm. Kind of piggybacking after that. Off of that, one point in the interview, she thought that she could go to Trader Joe's. Yeah. She's like, oh, I'll just go to Trader Joe's.
They won't know me at Trader Joe's.
She went to Trader Joe's and she's like, never again. And it wasn't even a bad, she wasn't saying it in a bad way. She was just like, she thought it was something she could do and she didn't. She's like, oh my gosh.
Billy's holding the mangoes.
She tried Costco too.
Yeah, she did.
Costco's safe. There is definitely no one that knows me at Costco.
She'll grab one thing off the shelf and like everyone's going to be flocking to it. Billy got this, we need it.
That would be weird.
Her fashion style consists of primarily baggy, ill-fitting clothing.
Yeah.
Do you know why?
Is she a bigger gal?
No, she's not at all.
Dad.
She just she doesn't want people to know anything about what her body is like.
Oh, okay.
She doesn't want to be sexualized.
She's just weird.
Well, me too. I think that's just what she likes to wear.
Yeah, she's just weird.
She is quirky, but
she's comfortable.
She's also so darn young.
Anna Wintour loves her. Anna Wintour is the editor for Vogue.
Anna Wintour.
And she's obsessed with her.
Because she just does her own, like her hair right now is so comical. It's like lime green on underneath like black. It's very interesting. But
indeed.
Check it out because you won't be disappointed.
Billie Eilish. For all your old people out there.
Vanity Fair interview.
She stated that she has Tourette's syndrome.
What?
And synesthesia and has experienced depression. She was raised vegetarian and regularly advocates for veganism on social media.
Yeah.
So she has Tourette's.
Hmm. I did not know that. She certainly doesn't show it.
Is this Wikipedia accurate, or did somebody add that in?
I've never seen her do any sort of
Tourette's. You can always give Wikipedia. We don't know that it's not.
Well, I know there's different levels of Tourette's.
That's very true.
It's not all necessarily something that people would recognize. Yeah.
Such a quick side note. Have you guys ever changed Wikipedias before? Have you guys ever done that?
No.
I would not waste my time.
I don't have a Wikipedia account.
You find a Wikipedia. You have to find kind of an obscure one. So one time. I don't remember what it was. We found like lightning or something. We went to the Wikipedia for lightning.
Who, what, you and Brannick?
I think it was,
Sam, probably.
Yeah, I think actually maybe all three of us. And we were just changing random things on the Wikipedia for lightning. So we added like an inventor of lightning. And we did like the history of lightning. And we like mixed our names in there. So we would do like Matt Mikulski is a third degree expert in lightning strikes, and you just throw random stuff where it sounds believable. And if you throw a citation in there, you can probably get it kept. I think some of it is like the language we put in there is still there, but they took off stuff like I think we put like Sam Wackman invented lightning or something. Like that.
And you know, some third graders like copied and pasted it into their paper like
It is fun to just screw around, but they usually catch it really quick.
You're such a dork, Matt.
That's pretty nerdy.
Yeah, that's fun.
They probably have people just watching out for
They do.
For that alone.
I saw an article a few years ago of the guy who's the number one Wikipedia entry editor. He writes them.
I saw that too, and he's like Swedish or something.
Yeah, and he doesn't do it. He doesn't get paid. He just writes them. He's written like tens of thousands of Wikipedia pages and edits all of them. And now that's...
He doesn't get paid to do that?
No, he does it for fun.
I'm not.
Sounds right up your alley.
Yeah.
All right.
I have, following the national trend, more Twin Cities restaurants serving up add-on fees with the bill. And we just experienced that. And Dad looked at the bill and was like, what is this?
Where?
A restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah, who knows?
I say, don't say that on here.
Well, no, it's just part of... it's not negative.
Okay, so the surcharges are spreading. And in the metro area, a 3% fee for health insurance is becoming more and more common.
Okay, so then they're taking away tips.
Well, no.
If they're adding fees, but that's not the point of tips.
They're also adding fees for credit card use. If you use a credit card, they're going to charge you. I think that was your fee, maybe.
Is there
a
list of restaurants?
Takeout food.
This was the restaurant in Woodbury where we get takeout Chinese food. If you use a credit card, there's a 3.9% add-on
stop.
Fee.
There are some businesses that prefer cash.
Yes.
And if you use your credit card at these businesses, a lot of times they happen to be nail salons.
I was just going to say, this is very common for Asian restaurants.
Okay, yeah.
They prefer
and
cash.
Nail salons.
Interesting.
And they will charge you extra.
If my kind of places, because I'm 100% cash.
Yeah,
because
at the nail salon, too, if you pay in cash, a lot of times they offer you a discount.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, it's remember, too, if you present a debit card, you hit the debit, and then you're not charged that because a debit card does not charge that bank fee that the Visa or MasterCard charges.
Or think of the gas station. You're driving on, like, the highway, and you'll get, like, 5 cents off per gallon if you're paying cash.
Right.
The trucker stops and whatnot. They want the cash now. They don't want to deal with the credit.
Okay. So does this provide a list of restaurants that are going to be partaking in this?
No, honey. Because
I'll boycott.
This is what's going to happen across the board. They're saying that the cost of doing restaurant... the cost of owning a restaurant is skyrocketing because the health insurance costs are going way up and there is a labor shortage and the looming $15 an hour to pay their wait staff.
I mean,
that money's got to come from somewhere.
Okay, so then if wait staff now is getting paid minimum wage or... they're getting paid $15 an hour, then why are we still tipping? And I don't mean that as
they're not being paid that.
An attack
it's
to come.
Not yet.
So once they get paid $15 an hour, will tipping stop?
No, it's because $15 is considered more of the livable wage. Right now, it's not a livable wage.
I know,
being paid.
And so that's what I'm saying. Because now they probably a lot, like what, is it 7-something an hour? And then
it's
they get tipped.
$8.25.
Yeah. So then if they get paid 15, will the tips stop? Because now they're getting paid a livable wage.
No,
so they wouldn't need tips.
Aren't meant to be part of the livable wage. They're above and beyond the livable wage.
I hate tipping.
I understand what you're saying,
Thank
McLaren,
you.
But I don't think it will stop.
Right now, we tip wait staff because they're not paid a livable wage. Mm-hmm. So if they're paid a livable wage, why do we still need
to
tip?
There are also some restaurants now who are just increasing the
food prices,
to a point where they say you do not need to tip the wait staff. They are paid a livable wage, so you don't need to tip them. And the restaurant is usually forthright about that, and they let people know.
That's one of the best things about Europe. You don't
have
to
tip.
Anywhere. It's so nice.
Well, this was interesting because this was around the country. So we call it the health and wellness 3% in the Twin Cities. Community value contribution is in Austin, Texas. Operations and labor costs in San Diego. How about this one? Combating climate change.
Where is that?
Where do you think?
California.
Yes, of course.
Oh, my God.
It's thanks to the Restore California Renewable Restaurants Initiative.
That is, if that was on my bill, I'd
die and dash. See if you can guess where this one is. This is the labor and real estate surcharge.
New York.
3-5%.
New York.
New York City.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. The last one is just labor costs, and
Boston.
That's Arizona, Colorado, and New York again.
McLaren, would your mind be changed at all if they said O'Gara's is going to start doing this, and they are going to reopen.
I would stand behind O'Gara's.
All of a sudden, hey, toss that 3% on the bill.
But also, like, that's a family that I know, local, small town. I wouldn't mind doing that. But I guess here's my thing. If it is, like, a chain restaurant, like Applebee's, that is forcing that tax, I'm like, okay, then I would get bothered by it. But I understand if it's, like, well, especially in O'Gara's case, given the reasoning that they can't reopen because the city of St. Paul is...
Well, this is exactly the kind of thing that would help solve their issue of it's getting too expensive to pay these employees this much. Having a 3% surcharge on every bill would be one of the things that allows them to continue operations.
Right. So what the part of what they're saying is, too, they are experimenting with what this percentage rate should be. How much is the market going to bear? Are we going to bear 3%? Can they push it up to 6%? And they also say that most customers do not realize how endangered the restaurant industry is right now.
Well, we're definitely supporting it.
Yeah, right. But because their margins for profit are so thin already, and this increase of what they're going to have to pay their employees is going to be the end to many, many restaurants, unless the patrons are willing to help the restaurants recoup some of this cost.
Well, here's my whole thing, and I've always said this. If I'm shopping online, like if your prices are higher, but you have free shipping, and it's like the shipping's really covered in the cost of what you're paying for, it's a mind game. So if you raise the prices at your restaurant, but you don't put this tax thing on there, just like a mental thing, I'm going to go to your place because I'm not paying that extra tax.
That's true. Another issue with that is, though, so say I'm going to a restaurant and I notice that the burger that I've been having, you know, for $9 is now $12, but the service isn't the same. I mean, that's another really fine line that they're walking right now because of the lack of people that want to do that job right now. Mm-hmm. So then you're going, I'm not going back to that restaurant. Yeah, I liked the burger. I don't want to pay $3 more for that burger, and the service isn't any good anymore.
I'd be someone that if I have bad service,
you wouldn't go back.
Yeah.
I'm a big deals guy. I just find the deals. Who's got the deals on Monday night?
I'm a big not eating out guy.
I'm not a deals
person. Do not open that can of worms.
I'd much rather pay full price for anything I do.
I don't like to pay for anything. I would gladly starve than pay for food.
That's I
sad.
Do not share that.
Apparently, we're not allowed to do that.
Says the one that has a gallon of ice cream every night.
I'm not the one paying for that.
I did notice, too, Grandpa brought his cookies in a huge ice cream tub.
Yeah.
Grandpa lives alone by himself. And all I could think about was Grandpa and Gabe are literally the same person again.
Yes. 100%.
They were good cookies, though. Yes.
They were really good.
Yeah, I like them.
They all were right. good. Who's that's all I have. Yeah.
Who's up next? That's neat. Very interesting.
I'm fourth.
You're next.
You're next.
I was told I was not next.
Do you still need more time?
No.
Well, intro, Mamie, Mom, Gabe.
Mm.
That makes you four on the list.
Mm. Well, mine is about two MIT students who have hold the Guinness Book of World Records for hot dog throwing.
Nerds.
What?
Yep. Just a great way to use your MIT skills.
Yeah, right.
That's probably a great way to get into schools like Harvard and MIT is hold a world record in something.
They're already there.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, all high school kids out there, if you somehow figure out a way to get in the Guinness Book of World Records and then write an essay on that, probably a fantastic way to set yourself apart.
Okay, that's a good challenge for you, Gabe.
You'd be in the special pile. Right.
This is the world record.
Yeah.
Phoebe Lee and Amber Van Hemel hold the world record for throwing a hot dog into a bun. The hot dog has to be...
Oh, it's actually hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got it 120 feet away from each other.
Okay.
She was a former softball player.
Interesting.
They beat the previous world record of 105 feet 4 inches, held by David Rush and Jake Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And the hot dog has to be between 5.5 inches and 7 inches.
It actually sounds like a lot of fun to try.
What a
throw
bizarre
a hot dog and try and get it
world
in the
record.
Okay, so let me help me
minute
with this.
Minute to win it game for Christmas?
No, yeah. I don't want hot dogs being whipped around the house. Thank you.
Finley would have the time of life.
Finley would be
dead.
So give me a mental picture. So they're standing on a taped line where they have to have their feet back. And there's a hot dog, 120.
There's a bun.
Amber Von Hemel held a bun 120 feet away from Phoebe. And Phoebe threw the hot dog into the bun.
One person standing on the goal line of a football field, and the other person is, 40 yards?
40 yards away.
Down.
Okay,
it's not as hard as I thought, because I thought the bun
you
was
guys,
just by
I think
itself.
It still is going to be hard.
No, someone's holding the bun.
Why don't football players
so
do
it's,
this?
So it's this. It's not like it's not like a beanbag toss game. That other person is going is moving around
yes.
and
right.
is mobile to catch. Okay. In my mind's eye, I saw it just being stable, but you're saying
quarterback to receiver.
Got it. Okay. Yes. That makes more sense then.
But still, it's wherever you catch it is where, however far. So if you throw it short, then you're going to have to.
We have a mission for Gabe.
Their record could be gone in a second if a football player did this.
You have to have a Guinness person.
Throwing
there.
A football versus.
We can do that with Mike.
Yeah.
Call Mike and then Mike come over.
I think that's so funny. Did you guys know that? The guy that you always, he is like the what is the word? Like every Guinness World Record you see, I swear, all the videos that you see, it's the same guy that's like officiating them.
Right.
Where does he work? Like CCO or somewhere?
Mike, he works for Twin Cities Live.
Oh, does he?
Mike Marcotte.
Oh,
okay. He always wears the bow tie.
Yeah.
Really nice guy. And he's very
like
hip.
The guy for Guinness World Records.
That's a really fun job, isn't it?
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
To go like around
travel
the country
around
and world
the country
and
doing that. I think that's so fun.
Low key, though, it also, you'd run into some sticky situations where you got to tell people, like, no, you did not do it. Like, you picked your foot up for
a
centimeter.
I got a great idea. Let's book him as a guest.
Yeah. Oh, that would actually be
awesome. And
just
have him talk about that, because he has mentioned it on TCL, but I haven't seen a big interview where he talks about it, and I want to know the coolest and the worst thing he's
that
done.
That would
I'll,
be a really
I'll
good
send
idea.
Him an email.
That would be fun.
I would love that.
Yeah,
that would
be really interesting.
And also, do you remember Matthew's like obsession with the Guinness World Record books?
They're
like
awesome.
Every year he
I used
would
to get it for
them.
Christmas every year. They're fantastic.
Do they even make them anymore? Kids still?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay.
Actually, what we would do to save money is give Matthew last year's version, so we're always a year behind.
No, you know where is a good place to get those was at the Scholastic Book Fair.
Oh, yeah.
I would go to conferences, and then I would go to the book fair and get a book for the kids. And that was always, they always had a good price on that. Sam's Club, too.
Yeah. Guinness Book World Records and Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Yes, you liked that too.
Yeah.
I would like to go to Sam's Club today.
No, we are doing our Christmas tree today.
Doing the Christmas tree, and then maybe we'll be able to get some filet mignon there to have for dinner tonight, maybe.
Lipton onion soup mix filet mignon.
No, I can't escape it.
Well, that's interesting, Gabe, and I think we have a mission for you.
Yeah,
I'm not
going to
hold the record for throwing a hot dog.
No, you find your own record that you want to break.
The most grapes I can fit in my mouth.
No, that's dangerous.
I knew that would get mom.
Mom's like panicking already.
I'm like, nope.
I think he should stick with the hot dog throwing.
That gives me flashbacks to an emergency room visit, too.
That's true. If you did beat the hot dog one, you can say, I beat the MIT kids. And they're like, oh, shoot. They probably had the physics figured out, too.
I'm over here, J-Mo. Throw it. Go, J-Mo.
You'd probably eat the hot dog.
I'm up.
Could throw it.
All right. What do you got, bro? I don't know if... No, this you guys did not discuss this, because I think it happened last Monday. I'm sure you've seen in the news the jewelry of immeasurable worth stolen in dramatic Dresden museum heist.
I did see this.
I'll read some of the article here at the start. Thieves in the German city of Dresden have broken into one of Europe's largest collections of art treasures, making off with three sets of 18th century jewelry of immeasurable worth. German media has described as the biggest such theft since the Second World War. The dramatic heist took place at dawn on Monday after a fire broke out in an electrical distribution point nearby, deactivating the museum's alarm and plunging the area into darkness. Despite the power cut, a surveillance camera filmed two men breaking into the Grünes Gewölbe, which means green vault, at Dresden's Royal Palace. Volker Lang, the head of the Dresden police, said the thieves smashed a window and cut through a fence before approaching and breaking open a display cabinet in the Green Vault jewel room in a targeted manner. I saw some estimates. It's somehow written over here. But they're saying it's worth either hundreds of millions of dollars, and I saw something saying it was like billions. Jeez. Of
was this
stole.
A setup? Like, did they start the fire?
Yes.
Yeah,
really?
That's, yeah. What? They're at least investigating that.
Okay.
But, I mean, it cut the power for the museum, and they so have it's very likely.
They have no lead on who these two men are.
No, I don't think so.
Holy crap.
But immediately, if you are an investigator with something that intricate, an employee would be the one suspect.
Yeah, they said first think they about thought it. Inside job.
But also, here's my question. So they steal all this jewelry. What the hell are you going to do with it? You can't go sell it. Because if you try
to go...
black
market,
yeah,
buddy.
You can sell it. The
to
best
who?
Is
black
super
market.
Rich people who want to have that in their secret collection.
I think what you do is, and if you want to be nonchalant, you just go on Antiques Roadshow. Yeah. Say, you know, my grandma had this painting up in the attic, and...
Actually, my theory is they already had a buyer.
That's the thing. You line it up prior to?
Probably some billionaire Russian who, you know... seriously, I'm not...
That's a good point.
They had a buyer and got the jewels and
I
got their
I
money.
Listened to the story.
One of the largest diamonds of the collection was the so-called Saxon White, which is over 49 carats. It was fixed in a shoulder piece that included two other diamonds that were 21 and 39 carats.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Could you imagine that on your finger?
Is, you have to keep them hidden forever.
Oh, yeah,
you can't take it out.
Collection
and I know
stuff.
That the museum or whoever, was it? An actual museum. I know they said palace.
It's a castle, but they have like a museum exhibit in it, basically.
They were just basically begging, please do not disassemble this jewelry.
I was just
and
gonna
sell it out for pieces.
I was going to ask.
I mean, that's about the other only way. If you're going to sell it, you got to take it apart.
Could you? So you get that 49 carat, and I don't know anything about jewelry. Could you cut that apart and be like, definitely. Here, you get this 5 carats, you get this 5.
I mean, yeah, they're individual diamonds. Mm. They're just basically, some of them are huge and massive, but other, I mean, they're supplemented by little tiny
ones.
Hey,
black market, how much you offering?
I saw some pictures of actual like windows they smashed too. It looked like the easiest thing of all time. I mean, they got through a dippy fence and smashed a little window.
Really?
And they had an axe. Like, it was the most... like low tech heist of all time. They just smashed a window and went and took hundreds of millions of dollars of jewelry. Hmm. It looked way too easy to do.
Looks like we're about to plan our big jewelry heist.
Yeah.
A 24 carat diamond ring, roughly, I see in the $40,000 range.
Have you guys seen what the actual, like.
Well, these are like 18th century, like royalty jewelry, too. Right. It's not like.
Oh, so they're pretty affordable.
The ring you buy.
What the green, like the green vault actually looks like. When I saw this, I looked up because it seemed interesting. Mm-hmm. It's like the Emerald City.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
really?
It's all like decorative and it's actually green.
Oh, wow. I have not seen photos of it.
Yeah, wait, I didn't see any rooms that were green. It was red.
And it was green in the one that I saw. I looked up the green vault and I'll look it up
Dresden.
Again.
Yeah, it is. You just Google it and images, you can see the...
Yeah, this person says they quote the jewels to be worth about $1.1 billion.
Oh, wow. $1.1 billion?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Very interesting.
Oh, it is interesting.
I'm
That's
sure it's all
sad.
Insured, but still.
Kind of tacky, though, too. It looks, you know, it looks very German, very very European.
Well, I like it.
Well, I didn't see them.
I saw the photos.
That's
yes.
A bummer.
So it was quite the heist. That's White Collar. If you ever watched the show White Collar, fantastic show. It's on USA.
It's really, really good.
It's been
I watched
done for a few years,
thing.
But
is
it,
that
is
the
great.
Is White Collar? Is that like the second in the series from White Shadow?
No, okay. I don't know what that is.
Okay.
Matthew Bomer.
You just look up White Shadow, and you'll know what I'm talking about.
All right, My turn.
Oh, hi, Fee. Indeed.
I'm going to tell everyone how, like, what they should be putting in their smoothie to make it healthy.
Oh, good. Oh,
should I tell you what I put in my smoothie?
Onion soup mix.
Sure. That's, yeah, say what you put in your smoothie, and then I'll tell you how
say what I put in mine, too? Made.
In my smoothie, I put frozen fruit. So I do frozen strawberries, pineapple. Occasionally, I'll do some mango or some other berries. And then I do a couple ice cubes. I do soy milk, low-fat strawberry yogurt, and I think that's it.
Can I say what I put in mine when I make
McLaren,
them?
You don't make smoothies.
Oh, vanilla, I'll take back...
Vanilla ice cream?
No. I'll take back my blender that I bought then.
Ooh. That you never use.
What about the juicer?
I want to hear what McLaren puts
I'm
in
not
her
saying.
Okay,
whatever happened to
I'm
our juicer?
I'm
going
to tell everyone. Well, I want to know.
Well, okay, I'm not
time
saying.
Out. Let's go one at a time. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
McLaren?
I'm not saying.
Okay, Sophia.
Okay, this is what you should be putting in there. Dark leafy greens, like spinach or kale.
Yeah.
Amazing, you can't taste spinach. Everyone should be loading. That is
yes,
what most of my smoothies are, is spinach. Other veggies, like celery or something like that. Nuts, nut butters, and seeds. Greek yogurt and milk / milk alternatives. Berries. And spirulina.
Yeah, if you can't even
spirulina,
I
really
have no idea.
I think it's like spirulina is what I think it is, but I don't know how to pronounce it. But it's like this like green powder. It's super trendy. A lot of people use it, spirulina powder. But
is that everything?
Yeah.
I definitely don't put any nuts in because that's gross.
Yeah,
don't spinach and kale ruin the smoothie. Greek yogurt. Should be banned from the earth.
I agree.
It is the most disgusting thing
you've
ever put in your mouth.
It is very gross.
It's sour cream.
The texture's terrible. The taste is horrendous. It ruins anything you eat it with.
You clearly have not put spinach in a smoothie, though, because you cannot taste spinach. Kale, you can taste. Spinach, you cannot taste at all, especially when it's canceled out by a banana.
Sophia, he's talking about Greek yogurt, not spinach.
Well, I think we have kale, too, and kale's not good in the smoothies. It ruins it.
You can taste
kale. There's nothing worse than Greek yogurt in the whole world.
Sophia, are you talking about spirulina?
Yes.
Okay, S-P-I-R-U-L-I-N-A, a dietary supplement. Okay.
Mm. What about child starvation? Is that worse than Greek yogurt?
No.
Well, for my smoothies, I like some vanilla ice cream with some caramel.
That's not a smoothie.
That's a malt.
That's a shake.
Yeah. What's the difference?
That's a shake.
Throw some spinach in there. We're good to go.
You put a cherry in it. You got your fruit.
That sounds delicious.
The difference is you're not promoting weight loss, improving your hydration, improving digestion, getting better clear skin.
I put protein powder in it as well.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes. We just got that at work at our in the office. They added protein powder for our smoothies as well.
Getting big.
Mm-hmm.
What about flaxseed?
We do have seeds that you can put in.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Smoothies are great.
Do they have nuts in your office?
Uh-huh.
Oh, they do. I was wondering maybe they wouldn't.
In specific cabinets, all the cabinets are marked. Like, this is the nut cabinet.
Okay.
And it has peanut M&Ms.
Well, I just thought
almonds.
Maybe with people would have peanut allergies there, and you wouldn't want that to go into a blender and then
cleaned. Hey, wash it out.
Mom is strongly advocating for peanut allergies in this room.
Yep. She advocates
for
peanut allergies.
Thank you for speaking for the people with peanut allergies
about that.
Mm-hmm.
Very considerate.
Yes, appreciate it.
I'm worried about spirulina.
Dad.
The name is very...
Microcostins can cause gastrointestinal disturbances and the long-term liver damage.
Oh, my God.
The effects of chronic exposure to even very low levels of microcystins... are of concern because of potential risk of toxicity to several organ systems and possibly cancer.
We will not. Sophia, did you hear that?
No, Mom literally did 0.0 amount of research.
I will say, once again, Dad is on Wikipedia.
If everyone is doing that.
No, Dee, you literally didn't even look it up. You didn't even Google it.
It's a green powder.
Yeah, right. That's what they say.
Like all protein.
What do you mean? It's like that's a statement. I'm looking at it. It is a green powder.
Like all protein-rich foods, it contains the essential amino and acid phenylalanine, which should be avoided by people who have phenylalanogenesis, a rare genetic disorder that prevents the body from metabolizing it and then builds up in the brain, causing damage.
We don't have that.
A rare genetic, yeah.
Spirulina contained with microcostins has various potential toxicity, especially to children, including liver damage, shock, and death.
We are not having that.
Mom, you didn't even look it up.
That did.
I'm going to do more research on it. I'm going to do more research.
He's talking
on
about
it.
The effect it can have if you have a very rare genetic disorder, like super specific.
Well, you might have it and you don't know.
Take the risk.
Yeah.
No.
Well, the chances of me eating Spirita or whatever we're talking about is very slim.
No.
All right, is it my turn?
Yes.
More research on my spirulina. No, I'm kidding. Right now, it is the season Cyber Monday. Everybody, McLaren included, was talking about ordering online. And I went to a website. This Jeff Crilly is a former KSTP employee, and he puts out news tidbits and things that you are currently current events, you know, Christmas shopping, cyber shopping.
The news.
And there were 5 scams to watch out for this Christmas shopping season. And oddly enough, as I was flipping through here prior to the show, I had a fake website up that said Louis Vuitton 70% off. And to my left here, this young lady, 24-year-old, jumped right on it and says, "Oh my gosh, what's that?" As if she's going to click on it. And it's total clickbait. And there are so many phishing attacks out right now. And the cyber people, the hackers, are working extremely hard. According to Adobe, consumers in the U.S. are predicted to spend a staggering $143.7 billion this holiday season.
One time, I was scammed.
You were.
Denim jeans with the Z.
The stupid cyber people.
What about when the juicy sweatsuit?
That's denim jeans.
Yeah. Oh, denimjeans.com.
That was the name of the site.
And if I would have done my research, there was all this info about it being a scam. But don't worry, we gave them our money and it never
came.
She
got so excited about a cheap, juicy sweatsuit.
Mom told me if I can find one for like less than $100 that I could have it. So I found one for less than $100 and it was a scam.
Yep. The best part is whatever McLaren buys, it's like always broken. Like our dog. Our dog is like broken.
Our dog is not like, broken.
Yes, it is. Our sweatsuit thing is broken.
If it's not broke, break it, baby. Woo!
So what they're saying is you really have to be careful when you are searching for something. Because the fraudulent ads, they have come such a long way, and they'll take you right to a fraudulent account, and you'll get hacked. There is one here. A Brazilian website promises to include you in a raffle if you fill out a survey. You should never have to fill out a survey on any website. Black Friday or Cyber Monday offerings are prone to attack. You might get hit with a homograph attack.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
I would, serious question here. Do you guys click on ads?
No.
Who the hell clicks on ads?
No, I never click.
What do you mean?
Why, if on the side it said Louis Vuitton 70% off.
No.
Who clicks on that?
If it's on my Facebook or Instagram, click on that.
Yeah, other than grandmas and grandpas. Who will click on anything?
I frequently click on Instagram ads.
I do too.
I don't click on them because I don't want them to know that I'm looking at the ads.
I don't care.
They know if
they can track how long you've looked at the ads.
But then if you're engaging, then they're like, "Oh, let's send her more ads."
Yeah. No, they literally can track how much time you spend looking at the ad, and if you're watching the video or if you're looking at it.
Yeah. If you looked at the comments.
Yeah.
My eyes could be shut.
No.
One of the other tricks is bogus gift cards and coupons. Recently, a similar case was uncovered where it was involving McDonald's coupons. Coupons and gift cards are usually distributed through the official channels of the company, such as an app, so it's best to stick to those. Any unsolicited coupons should set your Spidey sense tingling.
Here's my thing, though. If I'm buying a gift card from a place, I'd always go directly to the store.
Yeah. Right.
But even sometimes I get nervous buying directly from the store because things happen. So,
what?
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't register them correctly. So you buy them, but the person didn't do it right. So, I always make sure that I put the receipt bought it. The other day, I bought Gabe, he had to bring in a gift card for school for a Thanksgiving thing. And I'm like, put the receipt with it. And he's like, well, we don't need the receipt. But like things happen where you paid for it and they didn't do it correctly. And then they're like, oh, there's nothing on this gift card. But you're like, I didn't use it.
I would like everyone to know that is exactly how I said it.
Yeah, it is.
Cyber people. Black Friday related emails that you get. You'll get a whole bunch in one day, and on an average, 11% will be spam emails, which can be very annoying, but they can also be very dangerous. There are stats that were recorded a week before the Black Friday craze begins, so be sure to read anything that piques your interest extra thoroughly, and don't let your guard down while you're on the hunt for the perfect deal. Don't be fooled. You can always cross-reference by going to their website, which, if it's available, if Louis's going 70% off, it's not just that one.
They get on their website.
Right. If Louis is going 70% off, it's not from
the
Louis
burning.
Vuitton website. Yeah, it's that sketchy. But I did get excited. I was like, where is this? Right.
But just to be sure it's not, I'm just going to click on it to make sure.
No. Yes.
Because a lot of money will pass, so have a care. My my warning is just...
Stop clicking on ads, people.
Well, that and you know what, though? The spirit of it, I know you can get great... We live in a society where it's rush, 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 rush. It still is fun to go out to the store during the Christmas season. Maybe it's a Mall of America or whatever mall it is. The big Christmas tree, the music, the excitement of looking for the right stuff. It seems we've all just got so crabby and oh, I can't. Oh, there's a bad parking and it's busy. And there's so much to do. It's a good time to just reflect and enjoy and get the buzz of shopping.
You're
the
making me
want to
go shop now with everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Let's just go buy things.
Go get
scammed.
That Louis 70%
yeah,
off.
Yeah, let's go to the new Lulu store.
Yes, I like going to Barnes & Noble.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know that Barnes & Noble existed.
It's just a fun store.
I like Legoland.
No.
I wanted to work at Barnes & Noble. Mom goes, Sophia, you have to be able to read if you work there.
I would not have said be able to read.
Yes, you're like, you have to know knowledge
you
of
have
books.
To, you do.
You do have to like to read to work
you
at Barnes & Noble.
Yes.
Barnes & Noble is just so zen, and I love the keyboard
but
sound.
You don't like, but you don't like to read, so you working at Barnes & Noble, you need to know the up and up on all the books.
They're going
to
be like, hey, can you give me a recommendation for the nonfiction over
Sophia
here? And
this
be
one,
like, have you heard the keyboards over here? Yes.
This one has how to
listen
do your makeup.
Me check you out.
My lord.
Oh, my God.
This book has a makeup set with it.
Yes. Have you heard of the Click series? Yeah. It's like a middle school book.
It's because Sophia will watch like the ASMR videos of people being like car dealerships or something.
No.
Yes, you
I
do.
I don't watch ASMR car dealerships.
No,
I watch car dealership videos.
No. Like
what does that mean?
No.
Like going inside of a Range Rover.
No.
I like watching those.
I've seen this. It's like a girl pretending that she's working at the car dealership. She's let me check you out.
The library.
It's a role play.
Yeah.
I do like a library role play.
I have seen Sophia watch this exact video the lady pretending she's selling a car and she's just doing ASMR.
I don't remember this one. I like a library
checkout.
Can you
ask my manager about that?
Yeah, the
library. And she's like typing nothing.
Yeah.
Can you open this drawer for this paperwork?
Exactly.
When they have a fake scanner, sometimes I look up the like scanner of a grocery that's like beep, beep. I love that sound.
No.
Yeah.
You live a sad life.
I know. Why
don't you work at
Target? Mr. Lightning, like Wikipedia person.
That was fun.
No.
All right, are we wrapping up?
I hate ASMR.
Yeah, we
everyone
need to feed the dog.
What is ASMR?
I have no idea what it stands for.
It's like I could look it up. I've looked it up before. It's something weird with the sensory.
Like people like ASMR.
Autonomous
chewing videos.
Sensory meridian response.
Yep. Yeah. Just
AKA
steer
I wanna
clear.
Die.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
It's when people,
it could be like this, Matt.
It's like heightened sensory.
Everyone be quiet.
No, stop. No.
The people will talk like this.
Okay. Yes.
We're gonna make everyone mad.
Yeah. It is a meridian response, a tingling sensation that typically begins on the scalp and moves down the back of the neck and the upper spine.
Sophia, you're a freak.
I am a freak, but I love it. I actually have not watched ASMR in a long time, but I went through a huge phase of it.
She'd fall asleep listening to ASMR.
Yes.
It's just a terrible thing.
Yeah. Well, if your family is as screwed up as mine is, you will continue to listen to Table Talk with Rookie's Family. We do appreciate you kicking back in with us or checking back in with us. And remember, we are on social media everywhere.
We are. Facebook at The Podcast Family.
Boom.
Instagram at The Podcast Family. Twitter at The Podcast Fam.
Boom.
Shoot us an email at thepodcastfamily@gmail.com. find us on iTunes to rate and review.
It was nice having you back in the studio. We welcome you home. This is your home. And now we're going to go home and fight about the Christmas tree and decorate with a mimosa or two. I think we're going to have a little a fun time. And we have to debate whether the Christmas tree goes on the table because of the dog or it goes on the floor. We're going to find out. We'll have our social experiment done, and we'll let you know next week on Table Talk.
At my office in Boston, they're considering putting in a studio.
Oh, so really?
I could be able to...
Oh, nice.
Call in to a professional studio, which would be nice. It would
be much better for you to do that on a Sunday morning. All right. Well,
we could go podcast in Boston once.
Okay. Let's do that. From our family to yours, thanks. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving and the Christmas and Hanukkah season are upon us. Good luck and have fun with your family. Peace.
Okay. It's Gabe. It's Gabe. It's Gabe.
No.